Renowned South Sudanese artist Emmanuel Kembe performs in front of an audience of hundreds of local residents and dignitaries as a Freedom Bridge was opened in Juba Thursday. Raila Odinga Amolo, Kenya's presidential hopeful and the African Union's envoy for infrastructure development, was among the several dignitaries in attendance. President Kiir says the new bridge, funded by the Japanese government, is part of a number of infrastructural projects planned in South Sudan.
The opening of Freedom Bridge today is just the beginning, and we need your support for us to accomplish the remaining projects. I mean, it is the beginning of the road of development that will help to move forward.
Tanaka Akihiko, president of the Japan International Cooperation Agency, tells South Sudan in Focus that, aside from being a major access route for goods and services to and from Juba, the bridge will strengthen governance and service delivery in health and security. Akihiko says the bridge was constructed with grant money provided by the Japanese government.
We did this in order to solidify friendship between South Sudan and Japan. And we would like to make it a symbol of friendship between Africa in general and Japan.
The two-lane Freedom Bridge is 560 meters long and 12.9 meters wide and includes a site walk for pedestrians. Its lifespan is 100 years. Resident Mark Opot of Lologo, who has lived in Juba for 20 years, says the bridge will make life much easier for locals like himself. Opot says he used to spend at least an hour crossing the River Nile to the eastern bank. Opot says the challenges that we used to face have now come to an end. We used to have a difficult time crossing the Nile, but now things are going to be easy in terms of movement. Even if someone falls sick, he or she can easily be rushed to hospital for medical attention. Central Equatoria State Governor Emmanuel Adil tells South Sudan in Focus the opening of Freedom Bridge will increase service delivery to the people.
The key to economic stability, even peace and security, is to do the infrastructure. One of the infrastructure is the issue of road and bridges. And as I put it, this is going to connect us. First of all, even the bridge that we have already, it was constructed way back. It has lived to its lifespan. Therefore, with the unveiling of this bridge, definitely it is going to ease the traffic, which means it's going to improve on connectivity.
Work on the Freedom Bridge began in 2013, but it was disrupted when South Sudan's conflict erupted in December 2013 and again with a new wave of fighting in 2016. In 2020, work on the project was halted again with the COVID-19 pandemic. Before Freedom Bridge was opened, Juba was only connected to Uganda via the Juba-Nimule Road over the River Nile by the Juba-Nile Bridge, which was constructed in 1972. The old bridge is composed of two adjacent 252-meter spans over the White Nile in Juba. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.